Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Ka'al Klal Samach Ches. We're learning Simach HaPkimah, which deals with the Isser Bal Tosef. So at the end of the Simen, the Chayyadim mentions two points here in the parentheses. We spoke about this issue of Bal Tosef. In regards to Tchanos HaChamim, so he gives you a Marmokamis to talk, where the Rambam talks about that. The Rambam has Mamrim, the Smag, Sefer Chinuch, etc. And then he says, "V'yesh Sharman da filo laber b'zmanoi boi kavano l'man daber mitzvah shvichas kavano." Rabbi Morgan Rama Simon Tov Reish and Aleph Sukkot and Chav Zayin. Rabbi Shom Beli Rabbi Shkasa B'shem Rosh Parklu the Belgazol the Lesser because that's a Shulchan Aruch. So we have this discussion: if it's in the zman mitzvah, does he only have the veira of Bal Tosef if he has intent to be Moisiv? Or we said that automatically the person is going to be over the Isser by being Moisev, even though he didn't have intent to be over the, as long as he had intent to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he used this extra element as part of where he sees it being part of the Mitzvah, would be problematic. Okay, in the Saklavit Talmud is under the entry Bal Tosef. He points out that the Hosafah has come in the following forms, and we've touched on all of them. There's Hosafah v'zman, which means we extend the time for the mitzvah, like the idea of sitting in the sukkah after the sukkah is over. That's one type of Hosafah. Hosafah be'asiyah means repeating the mitzvah multiple times. So in some scenarios, that's not problematic. The idea of blowing more tekiyos, Tosef says, is not considered a problem about Tosef. On the other hand, we spoke about the person doing the mitzvah of Brichos Kahanim multiple times is not a problem about Tosef. Adding into the mitzvah itself would be problematic, but just doing it a second time is not considered a problem of a Hosafah. Then there's what he calls a Sofa B'min, that you're adding some other element into the mitzvah. You're adding another lulav, you're adding another bias to the tefillin, etc. The Kohen who's adding another bracha, so you're adding into the min itself. And then he says, the question which we did not touch on: if someone is not chayav in the mitzvah, do they do the mitzvah? Is that a problem about Tosef? Women that are doing mitzvahs, I say, shazman grama that they're potter on. The assumption is that's not considered about Tosef for them to do that. So he just clarifies that point. That's a sofa the ishim of the individuals which are added, and a sofa mitzvah chadasha. If a person makes up a new mitzvah of his own and says that this is a mitzvah satara, that the person is over the sister of Bal Tosef. If the bezin would do that, it becomes questionable. What's the bezin's authority to do that? Can the bezin make a new mitzvah, Mikra Megillah? The Gemara grapples with how did the Bezin have the authority to make Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, etc. What is the authority for the Bezin to do that? I want to clarify one point in regards to sitting on the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Yom Tov of Sukkah is 7 days long, and a person cannot sit in the Sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres because of the problem about Tosef. On the other hand, the Gemara says, if in the case where it's a sukkah, a rebelov, it's more comfortable to sit outside. Imagine a world where they didn't have air conditioning and outside was a little bit pleasant, inside was warm. So he says, great idea, let's sit in the sukkah. So what can he do to be able to sit in the sukkah? He has to do something to indicate that he's not sitting in the sukkah, the shei mitzvah. It shouldn't be a problem of hosafa. So during sukkahs, one is not supposed to bring the pots into the sukkah to serve from. A person is supposed to transfer from a pot into either to the plates or into some type of a nice serving dish. Bringing the pots that the food was cooked in into the sukkah would be inappropriate for the sukkah. There's a sheet of Ben Amonach that while the pots are in the sukkah, actually the sukkah is not kosher for yeshiva. We are not paskin like that, but we are koshish for that sheet. But definitely the law is a person should not bring pots into the sukkah. So one suggestion was bring the pots into the sukkah. When you're doing that this way, it's clear you're not sitting in the shei mitzvah. Now, Chutz L'Oretz, one must sit in the sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres because of the Sfeik of the Yom, that's the Ferish of Gemara. Sfeik of the Yom is Mechayev us to sit in the sukkah. So the question is, how does one indicate that they're not doing it l'shem ho'safa? And the simple answer is that we don't make a bracha b'leishem basukah. So during the 7 days of sukkahs, we make a bracha b'leishem basukah. On the eighth day, we sit on the sukkah without saying l'shem. So that itself is indicative of the fact that we're not doing it to be a ho'safa, we're doing it because of the safek, and on the possibility that there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, the safek is that it's not really chayiv. We do not mean l'shem mitzvah, that's why we're not making a bracha. Based on that, there's the question, which is, what about parts of sitting in the sukkah where one does not make a bracha? Each time a person is eating the meal, and they're eating the meal without making a bracha. So there's something which acts as a hecker to show they're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. They're sitting in the sukkah without a bracha. But sitting in the sukkah for something which would not require a bracha, maybe that's inappropriate, because then the lack of bracha is not indicative of anything. So, for example, a person who sleeps in the sukkah, people sleep in the sukkah for the 7 days of sukkahs. In general, one does not make a bracha on the shina, because the Aramasak can make the bracha on achila. There are some exceptions. One person makes a bracha on shina, but in general, the person does not make a bracha on the shina. So, the lack of bracha on the shina is not indicating anything. So, maybe the person is sitting with the shem mitzvah. The minute where some people have to sit in the sukkah by day and the shina tzeres by day, but not the night before, they suggest is based on this idea that we have to make a hecker. They're not sitting in the shem mitzvah. The hecker is by going into the house for the night of the shina tzeres meal by night, and then eating the suda the next day in the sukkah. We understand it's not the shem mitzvah, because if it were the shem mitzvah, you wouldn't have eaten in the house. Now the problem with that minig, Mr. Bor points out, the Taz, etc., point out, is there is such a minig. But it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a chiyuv of yeshiva to sit in the sukkah. So whatever this minig is, they do not feel that it's appropriate to follow. But that's the logic behind that minig that some people have to sort of avoid sitting in the sukkah by night. Mr. Burr Paskins, that a person should sit in the sukkah by night, but he should not sleep in the sukkah by night. The Gra Paskins, however, that one should even sleep in the sukkah by night, because the person is clearly, their kavanah is not the shame mitzvah, their kavanah is the shame, the chiyuv of the safek. And because that's their kavanah, there will not be a problem of Baal Tosef. So, Hashem, we will move on to the next simon, the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.